Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Honey, this gossip is scandalous.
Ooh, and it's on video.
We're back at the studio together at last for a little goss sensation session.
From gig updates to TV news to Meatball working to protect bad drag, we are talking about it all today.
Did you know that J-Lo has sounds coming out that are recordings that she's calling music?
I've heard that.
A visual album experience very soon.
I want to get a Carnegie piano.
We're getting into all of it this week.
Exactly, and we look great.
Yeah, are you ready to goss?
Oh, I'm so ready, and you know it's hot goss, so let's goss it out.
Goss
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom! Welcome back for another
steaming,
piping, scalding serving of Hot Goss. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into DMs. So let's get into some
Hot Goss.
Honey, there's trouble on the floor.
There's trouble on the floor.
Honey, there's trouble on the sales floor. We need loss prevention.
Can we get LP to the floor? Thank you.
This is where we get into some hot goss. And today is a video episode.
Oh, yes, honey. You look stunning.
Do you know what I feel like whenever I wear a jacket like this? In the 80s on sitcoms, there was always an episode with hookers. This is how hookers are depicted in 1980s. Cinema, television. They've always got a fluffy, flamboyant jacket because hookers need to stay warm.
Mm-hmm. I knew a hooker. She was one of the hookers in the movie Trading Places. Her name's Maisie. She was in Rock of Ages with me. She was a hooker in that. And she had some sort of jacket. She did.
Always a jacket like this.
Am I wrong? Now, this is a faux Mongolian lamb. I'm sure this is nowhere near the Mongolian lambs that Quince.com uses for their luxury cashmere goods.
No, those are real.
Those are real.
This ain't real, mama.
Nothing real about that.
This ain't real. And you look gorgeous. What is this, Beyonce Blonde?
This is Beyonce Blonde, Wigs by Vanity, just going back to my roots.
90s supermodel is the style.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do the little PC bangs? You can do the little PC bangs with that. That's for him. The lighting turns. That's for when they turn on the overheads.
he's like, oh, boom. No! Layers! Layers!
They boom.
Layers!
Look at that. Ooh, I love it like that. Ooh,
You can't take. Kathleen turning.
I love that.
This is a good flipper hair. Look. Flipper hair.
This is a flipper. I hardly know her.
Look, I'm Brooklyn Heights.
Oh, are you Brooklyn Heights? Oh, my God. Black Velvet, if you please.
Brooklyn Fights. This wig's fighting me.
You get a little preview of this episode
Ooh.
If you're watching on YouTube.
Ooh.
But if you want to watch the whole thing, you can do that now on Mom Plus Gold. Oh. And this is especially for you, our Mom Plus Gold members.
Thanks for jumping on over the paywall. I hope you didn't snag your tights.
Ooh,
or any of your new fine garments from Quince.com.
Did you stone those tights?
I did not.
Willem, you're back in L.A.
I'm back in L.A.
I thought you were a New York girl, but okay.
Well, I am a New York girl, but I'm an L.A. woman.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm here now, and no, I've been making the rounds. People have been very happy to see me back in town.
Hollywood diva.
Yeah, she's back. And, you know, I've been sorting through my gifts, which some people have been nice enough to leave me.
Oh, yeah?
My gifts. I love gifts. And mail. And
Oh, yeah. Checking the mail after you've been... Because how long were you away?
4.5 months. August until January.
That is a long time.
It was.
You are a New York girl.
Yeah. And, you know, I wasn't checking any mail while I was there. I was being a good girl. So I've been checking the mail since I got back to LA.
Oh, like man.
Just man, one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He fills me up. He gives me love. Yes. Yes, I love it. We went to Rocco's to watch Drag Race with Raya and Adam Shenkman and Nina Lashiro, our friend from the Marco Marco model show.
Did the club go up?
The club went up when Tsunami took off her egg costume.
Ah,
that part.
That was like the
moment. But we were also in the room where the guy died at Raya's party. Makeout Mondays when it reopened after. So Makeout Mondays when it reopened on Mondays after COVID. They had a little karaoke party in the side room at Rocco's. And the gentleman, there was someone entertaining the room. And he did Circle of Life from The Lion King. And then he stood up. After, died. And I was like, girl, usually people are dying to get into the party.
If you're going to go, I mean, there are worse ways, I think.
Honestly.
Than
like
singing a great song like that
friends.
That is about, the right, being out with, you know.
Until you find your way to the path unwinding.
There are worse ways to die, I'll just say that.
You have any favorite ways to die?
I don't know. In your sleep, like a dream. Oops, I'm dead. That kind of feeling.
Oh my God, St. Peter.
She died.
Is there a gay code?
That kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm. I think I want to die on a dick.
Anal or oral. Or vaginal.
Why not both? Two things can be true. Yeah, honestly, I think like...
W is for Willem, suffocated by cocks.
X is for Tsunami, whose look this week rocks. Here, Joe.
You were in drag at Reyes at the Rocco's?
No, I was in drag because my drag mother died and my old drag mother. And
did she die singing karaoke?
No, she did not.
Oh, okay.
She died from the sugars.
Wait, Mama?
Mama, yeah.
Oh my God, yes.
So we had her service and at Hollywood, the church with the big AIDS ribbon. That one. Hollywood Methodist.
That's why you were wearing black.
Yeah, otherwise I would never.
I've never seen you wear black except for today.
Yeah, but I looked so good.
Yeah, you did.
Like, and do you know that when you have a big hat on with a net in front of it, what that means to other people is, oh, I'll go under the netting and try to kiss your face.
People do that?
Yes. I was gagged at people trying to get into my space. I was like, what are you doing? No. My mother's dead. Yeah. But they were trying it. And then we went to the chapel, which was the first place I met Mama when it was Here Lounge, kind of.
Oh, yes.
And there was a wonderful place. Show, Samara Sin. Who works at Marco's, and she was jumping off ladders. Tari Mizell, Raja's drag daughter. She did Mama's signature number, This Is Me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was her.
It was her.
And then who else performed? A couple other girls. Raya did How Many Licks as the evil queen from Snow White, because, you know, Mama and Disney, and Mama loved to lick things.
Okay.
Yeah. I just had a great time. At this funeral, and I looked so great.
You did. You looked exceptional. And ooh. I have to say, death is a part...
It becomes me.
...of life. It's horrible, and grief is really difficult. One of the blessings that we have as drag queens is that, like, how joyous of a send-off is this? Like, that people do shows, people get dressed up. Like, that makes me, like, really, like... proud to be, you know, a drag.
You know? I feel like Mama would have wanted it this way because it was raining.
Yeah.
She would love everybody so inconvenienced.
She'd live
That's
for that.
What she would. She would. Now, who is this bitch out here catfishing with my sister's face on it, this catfish AI bullshit?
What do you mean?
Who is this? Is that you?
Oh, it's just really good lighting. No, there's
in whose
this,
house?
No, there's this app where you can change your face structure. You can apply makeup. So all I did for these Britney promo videos was put like foundation on. Mm-hmm. And put wigs on. And then I like made different characters. So for the like Britney character, I like downturned her eyes a little bit, mm-hmm. made her eyes really big and like brown, and like made my lips really Cupid bow, and then like really blush, really gloss, really mm-hmm. white teeth. And then and I acted out the scenes from her Oops, I Did It Again album.
I love it.
There's more to come.
But I thought the old lady dropped it in the... Well, this is...
That's her friend Amanda. So the brunette one is her friend Amanda.
That's oh. Catherine McPhee.
Yes, she gives Catherine McPhee... I based her off of Taryn Manning.
Okay, yeah.
Because she played alongside Britney in Crossroads. Mm. So Britney's like the blonde, and then her friend is like, you know, flat-chested mm-hmm. Amanda.
And this is all in support of the Divatronic show at $3 Bill February 3rd. I can't wait. Yeah. That'll be great.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Yeah. Are you going to dance with knives?
Sure. Why not? I don't know what I'm doing yet. I don't know. I literally arrived like 2 days before. And
I mean, I could do Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman.
Whilst fisting?
Is there any other way to do that song?
The show is in New York.
I don't know. I'm available for travel.
Live there anymore.
Well, I'm a New York girl. I am the artist in residence at My Best Judy. The Rainbow Spotlight is by a miraculous artist named Shanita Dixon.
And the song is called She Need a Dick, Son. Let's take a listen to this.
Not mine.
I hear you talking about me, talking about things you don't know. That's my name on the marquee. I see your ass after the show. I'm like a fine wine. I'm like the fat five. Something like the vine. I am my own design. All this is handmade. Is it cold there in the shade? Let me make you a sweater, girl. What are you, about a 3X? This is my favorite part of the song. It's called branding, darling. All the girls are doing it.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Oh, Divatronic has added some European dates for the continent.
We did, yes. Ever since we started doing Divatronic, we were always like, especially with Art Pop, it was always like, if we did this in Europe, that would be so fierce.
London, so, Paris, Berlin, Amsterdam.
Yes.
Can you wonderful.
Imagine
in
doing
April.
Mary Jane Holland in fucking Amsterdam? It's going to be so epic.
They're going to go up.
The club will go up.
It's going to be like when Kanye and Jay did that song in Paris.
I cannot wait. It's going to be fierce. The tickets, I believe, are on sale now. So use the link in my bio on Instagram. Every comment we get on any Divatronic show is, bring this to the UK, bring this to Europe. Oh, my God. So, hallelujah. Here we are. We're coming.
There you go. Well, Selena S. Titties was hosting this show at Heart Lounge.
Titty Friends.
Titty Friends, yeah. It had Todrick, Selena, Jax, Lux, Marsha, who, congratulations, is in Cabaret on Broadway. Good job, Marsha. Irene, Malaysia Baby Doll,
Wait.
Baby Doll Fox, Princess Poppy.
They're
Robin
all
Fierce.
In.
No, just.
They're
just,
all in Chicago? Just,
yeah,
no,
Marsha, and Marsha.
She's in Cabaret.
Oh, Cabaret?
Yeah.
Who does she play?
She plays Mitzi or Fritzy or one of the.
Fucking off my Mitzi.
One of the little dancers.
Broadway girls, honey.
Yeah, I'm very happy for her. I tried to go in for one of the saxophone players and they wouldn't even respond. I was like,
why?
I don't know. It's weird because they had just cast me in Titanic, too. I'm like, you won't even respond for this? No.
Interesting.
That's weird. You know, you get cast once in 24 years out of these New York places.
Sorry. Sure.
Once after auditioning for them, like how many? 20 times.
Yeah.
This show at Heart that Selena S. Titties had all her season 15 doll sisters at said, this is probably the last time this will be in the same room again.
You think?
Well,
yeah.
World of Wonder wants money if you do a show with more than two girls from your season. Otherwise, it's considered a tour. And they have authorization and jurisdiction over that.
So did she pay money to them for this?
I doubt that she gave them money. Because the other option is not following the rules and then making them sue you. And then that would make them look bad. And they're not going to sue people. Like, they didn't sue Roxy for not going to DragCon. They're not going to sue people, but they're trying to get their hands on everything because they own drag.
Could you imagine if they sued Selena S. Titties
I
for doing
would
a drag
love
show?
It. Bitch,
a drag show called Titty Friends?
I would mean, pay for on. Her with a former judge because Todrick was there too. I would pay for her lawyer if they did that. That would be amazing. When was the last time you were in a room with all your season 5 cast sisters?
I don't know that it's ever happened since then.
The premiere?
Since, like, the reunion.
Yeah, same. I don't think mine's happened since the reunion either.
I don't think so.
Those glasses are ridiculous. have you seen the new Very Delta set?
Hell yeah.
Curtains sewn by Meatball. Uh-huh.
She
even washed her hands.
Pink. That curtain is blush pink.
Objects to Art by
Raw Stress for Less.
What privilege.
Miha. Is this desk art deco? I love it.
Desk is custom made for
custom her. Deco desk by for Delta.
It's gorgeous. It was a completely retooled. My iPad is
dead.
Slow as fuck. I'm scrolling. Just trying to get back a page.
Scrolling.
Look at how... did Miha sit that way the whole interview?
The whole time.
Well,
why? She was corseted, like...
Oh, that's how she had to.
She doesn't fuck around when it comes to the shape, honey. She gives shape.
You see, you can see through to the curtain in between the gap in her arm and her body, and then the whole time.
She said, I'm giving you shape. She is.
She better work. The new set looks so good. That desk is iconic.
Delta really pops off of it.
She does.
I love it.
You want to see her pop off?
I want to see her pop off.
I want to see her pop off.
And I also got the calendar.
Oh, yeah. I hung it up in my drag room.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful things. Now, we're so glad that every day is a Delta day, but especially Mondays right here on Mom, where new episodes of Very Delta come out every Monday.
Let me try to scroll this iPad.
Okay. What the fuck is going on with this Scent World podcast?
Scentbird!
How do your feet look bigger than your head and shoulders?
Because
in the
they
picture?
Are, cunt.
This, your feet look so big.
I know.
And your head looks so small.
I know.
And this hair is beautiful. But did you smell the seductive aroma of the Scentbird?
Honey, I was inside Scentbird headquarters studios.
My Scentbird flew into the wall and then just collapsed.
Because the house was mirrored on the outside.
Because you know why?
It's a sustainable ecosystem.
That's why.
Yeah. I loved doing the Scent World interview. It was wonderful. And we sampled all of these like classic scents. What is that one with the pink and white stripes? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Exclamation?
No, it's in the picture there. It's like a tube. It's either, it might be Jessica Simpson, it might be Ariana Grande.
Candy Pussy Hearts.
Candy Pussy Hearts, yeah. But that shit's good.
Passion, fantasy, seduction, mystery.
Might be Victoria's Secret.
Angel. Angel Dust.
Michael, where's Angel?
Angel Must.
Pink Sugar?
Pink Sugar.
Pink Sugar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who makes that?
It's a Britney, I think, ain't it?
Pink Sugar, Britney Eau de Toilet, spray perfume for women.
That shit is good.
There was a Pink Sugar body spray that Lady Red used to mix with Febreze and just spray it on everything. Spray it in the suitcase on her before she went out. That was her scent.
I bet her and Roxy. Fucking smelled good.
She smelled great. Yeah. Have you been watching The Traitors on Peacock?
Starring Ms. Peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a ton of queer representation in the cast. We got Alan Cumming, this other girl who looks kind of dykey, Peppermint. So many, it's great. What I'm excited about is the representation.
Who are you even talking about?
The girl who looks dykey right there with the bow tie on.
Is she lesbionic?
Poverty, yeah.
Oh, word.
Poverty?
Oh, I didn't know that. That makes
From
me like
Survivor?
Her.
How did they say her name? Pavarti? No.
Oh, that's her name?
Her name is Parvati, but everyone says Poverty because it's like England over
dating
there.
The comedian Mae Martin.
Oh, perfect.
What are you saying, Margo? She's what? You know about her sexuality in the control room? She's dating Mae Martin.
Well, good. Pamsexual.
That's when you have to listen to Martin in the back when you get fucked.
Bam, sexual icons. We love it.
I'm not watching it, but Peppermint looks like Sharon Stone in this white, looking like she's about to uncross her legs and smoke some.
She has such good looks. I don't want to give away any spoilers. I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, I know what happens. I watched that episode, and I was sad. I was like...
How... Girl.
Idiots.
I want to know some things. Oh, first, I keep forgetting to text Peppermint. Text right now.
Well, also in the news, Parker Posey has been signed on for the next season of White Lotus. And that's exciting.
We watched you on The Traitors. You were amazing, looking stunning. That hair flip turnaround. Mother. I want to ask. I have a question. Do you all sleep in the actual castle or do they take you to a hotel at night? Sorry, I was using voice dictate, so everything is spelled really bad.
I can't spell when I take dick either.
Dictation. Dictatia Lopez.
Did you see?
What's going on now?
Parker Posey signed on for the White Lotus.
She's catching up as quick as the iPad.
Paul Giamatti celebrated the Golden Globes at In-N-Out, and a photo of him amongst a sea of trays and drinks and fries and
fires
has gone viral. Is this viral? He's just eating a burger.
That's what Cher did after she won the Academy Awards. She went home with Meryl Streep and they ate pizza.
Oh. That sounds lovely.
What would you do after you won the Golden Globe?
I would go to every single party, make sure everyone saw me with it.
No, you would hold it.
Ooh. I would not leave until the sun was coming up and my beard was growing in.
Bury that.
And then I would insert the word into my ass and put a picture on my OnlyFans.
Can you really insert a Golden Globe?
Anything's a dildo if you're brave enough.
It seems a little rocky.
Rocky.
Now, the Oscar, that is a sex toy device.
Emmys? No.
An Emmy? Forget it.
Pointy. Uh-uh. But a Golden Globe, that's like a one in then. Your hole clamped down after. It's the square part, the column that you got to be careful around.
And especially after eating in and out, you really want to just
mostly out.
Be careful, yeah. In general.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
go off,
go off. Now
make the club go up.
Club go up.
Jennifer Lopez,
wonderful woman. This is from HuffPost. She has a new movie coming out.
Did you see Jennifer Lopez do that thing at the Abbey?
Yeah, it was supposed to be Nasha. Nasha. So apparently somebody who was running the brunch was playing games because J-Lo's people came and talked to the girl that they thought was going to do it at the Saturday thing before. Mm-hmm. And they made sure they knew she was going to be there, all that. And then all of a sudden, Nasha wasn't getting the response from the promoter anymore. And it switches to a different girl after J-Lo's team has talked to Nasha about it.
Did Nasha look too much like J-Lo and they didn't want to cause confusion?
I don't know what it was, but the girl they got looked nothing like J-Lo and wore an outfit that was nothing J-Lo-ish. But Chandler was there, so it's good news.
Oh, yes.
And Jennifer was painted and she had a fur coat on. Some sort of ocelot, maybe.
She was bartending. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, what do you have?
Would you like some of this? How do you say my brand name again? DeLulu?
First of all, DeLulina? It was promotion for her brand, for her new liquor brand, right?
Or whatever swill she's trying to promote, yeah.
She wasn't really bartending. She was just serving those drinks, I would presume.
Yeah. I don't understand what this new movie's about. And it's
what is
it? It feels like if The Ring was a romantic comedy because it makes... Or The Cell. Remember when she was in The Cell?
Sure.
Like the preview great for clothes. That, you're like, what the fuck is this? This next movie is like The Cell, but with a romantic comedy and musical. Because it's a chaotic, unserious movie trailer, which nobody really has like a good grasp on what it is. Mm-hmm. But it's a new movie musical dance-a-thon. The singer and beloved rom-com starlet has created a narrative-driven cinematic odyssey.
Okay.
According to Amazon, who distributes it. Now, I'm pretty sure this is the movie that they had to fire Armie Hammer from eating people off of. And they got somebody else. And it's from The Dreams of Jennifer Lopez.
This looks sickening. It looks like The Cell Part 5.
It's not a movie. It's like a visual album. It's like music videos, but it's woven together with storytelling.
Oh, so this sounds...
She's the queen of the rom-com. I love that.
This gives off People's Choice Award. This does not give off...
I think it looks great.
Queen's Choice Award?
I can see why they're marketing this to the gays, because we're the people that like her music.
It's called This Is Sorry. Me Now, A Love Story.
I didn't want to necessarily call all of her songs music. Some of them are sounds with musical elements. Some of the songs are bad, especially when the mic's on.
Mariah Carey says she sleeps only 2 hours a night. When we asked her, Jennifer Lopez says she sleeps 8 hours a night. Mariah responded, well, if I didn't sing my own songs, I'd have time to do that too.
That's
That's a real clip.
Yeah. We're going to take a break on
Let's
that one.
Let's take a break.
Well, first, are you excited to see this?
No, not at all.
I will watch it. Yes,
I'll watch it on a plane, but
yes,
like,
I will.
I'd rather see Armie Hammer take a bite out of cinema. All
right. Let's take a break. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. We are back, and this is the moment where we sing about something that we wish to do, which is...
This is the moment...
Let's get political, political. I'd like to get political. Let me see your policy. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Sunday ended his once promising presidential campaign, which steadily deflated as he struggled to connect with voters and persuade Republicans to swap Donald Trump for a younger, more disciplined champion of his ideas. As he departed the contest, DeSantis endorsed Trump, who had relentlessly attacked the Florida governor with demeaning nicknames and charges that he was disloyal. His exit came just 2 days before voting in New Hampshire's primary, where Trump appears to be closing in on another victory that would underscore his unrivaled grip on the GOP. DeSantis, 45, has seemed to many Republicans like the most viable challenger to convicted rapist Donald Trump. After the 2022 midterms, where the governor won re-election by a landslide, but he started to lose ground in polling even before his official campaign launch in May. This is crazy because this is the guy who had lawmakers under him appointing, making up laws to not say gay and to ban books, and then the guy that wrote that Don't Say Gay bill was convicted on PPO fraud. So if Florida has all of this going on, I'm glad these Florida shenanigans didn't make it to the government in the power of the people of where this election makes the person live. Political.
Yeah.
You get voted, so you live
it
there.
It feels very like North Korea-ish to me.
Couldn't even tell you where that is on the map.
It feels like... Like Ron DeSantis was running and like was getting like thoroughly like derided by Donald Trump, but then is all of a sudden like, actually, I'm dropping out and I think Donald Trump is really great. Thank you for listening.
It's giving VP sucker.
Sure.
But also, Ron DeSantis was wearing high heels during his campaign. Lifts in his shoes.
What?
I don't trust him. Oh. He's basically up in drag saying, oh, men can't wear heels. You're wearing heels, Ron DeSantis.
Well, yeah, no, he's a horrible human being.
Terrible.
Really bad.
Like worse than me.
Your hair is so pretty, though.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Wigs by Vanity.
.com. I like that sort of center part.
Wigs by Vanity.
You can really see all the options here with this unit.
Girl, I optioned up. No, I don't have
Wigs
a
by Vanity. After that,
I don't have a Pamela piece on.
Pam or the Megan?
No, the Pam was the bang, and the Megan was also a bang. The Pamela is the new Mitzi.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm.
It's an updo. So you can upsweep
your dresses.
Did you
order one in that color scheme?
Updo.
Well, you don't do all that. You don't do all that. You know, as the political climate, you know, continues to sort of burst into flames before our eyes, we are going to keep an eye on it. It's important not to tune out, not to say, well, there's nothing I can do. A path forward will become clear And so that's why we're going to keep talking about it. We're going to keep talking about the serious issues.
That's hot goss.
We should run for office.
Let's do, no. I don't want to.
I have all those suits.
Yes, you would look great. But it's like too mean. Like Drag Race is nice compared to politics. To close out our Let's Get Political segment, we want to shout out Meatball, who is always doing the political work, always on the ground. But you know, boots on the ground, house down. And she did a number celebrating Megami in that precinct.
And what she did was she took a wrinkled, fresh out the bag.
Rumpled?
Wrinkled, rumpled.
Was it soiled and rumpled?
I'm not sure if there was any debris on it of any sort.
Okay.
To label it soiled. But it was a gay pride flag that she steamed the wrinkles out of, unlike Megami's. Wonder if she had floral bouquets resting at the foot of the stage for visual interest. Visual interest.
And then she had a couple of signs that said, insert political message here, protect bad drag.
What I'm excited about is the multiculturalism.
Sure.
Just like this is
representation.
Representation.
Yeah.
Multiculturalism at its best.
Yeah.
And this updo, wow,
she is wearing an updo.
Look at the lashes. Now, what is all that gunk up at the base?
Do
she should be clean.
I think
clean.
It's just the highlight.
Not gunk at the face.
Well, no, the lash highlight. Line.
It's just a highlight shimmer on the lash.
Well, that's why you put your lashes on last, ladies.
She didn't. She doesn't do her neutral set after. Could you imagine?
I don't know. Because, like, sometimes things are opposite. Like, I had kale chips and they have nooch on them. But why, when I eat all the nooch, does my guts do the most?
Girl, sometimes nooch, that should be doing that.
Nooch does it. It's got sometimes. Six times. Six bowel movements today. It's not even two. Six.
Sometimes that should just be doing that.
That's why I don't have thumbs on. Okay, we'll be right back.
Let's take a break on that.
We are back.
This is the moment.
This is the moment where we go
spelunking, hunting, hunting,
deep inside the DMs. This message comes from Jeremy. Do you want to read it?
Dear Alaska Tina, Wilhelmina, and Daddy Dipper, longtime listener, first-time caller, I'm writing in response to the free piano email that you read on Hot Goss 330.
Cuando? When did we read a free piano email?
Last week.
Was I on that episode?
Yeah, Mary Carnegie wrote in because she had a baby grand piano that she wanted. It was up for grabs.
Oh my God, keep reading. Okay, yeah.
This is actually a well-documented scam. See here for more information.
Well, honey.
Wow.
Add political misinformation, insensitivity, reading drag queens.
Multiculturalism.
Just add scam proliferation to it.
Yeah, honestly.
I figured you would have clocked that it was a scam based on, like, the robot way it was written.
Where were you, producer?
I put it on the outline thinking it would be funny and as a joke. And when I listened back, I was like, oh, y'all just read that straight like it was real.
Do we look like... Oh, so we're a joke. So we're a joke to you. We're jokers. We're jokers. We're clowns.
Anyway... To make a long story short, the unsuspecting victim is asked to pay for the delivery of the piano that is being held in storage following the death of a loved one or family member, but the piano is never delivered and the scammer disappears. Anyway, hopefully none of the listeners were lured into giving away their hard-earned cointadas, attaching a picture of my third eye for priority boarding and Alaska's viewing pleasure.
Oh!
Jeremy. She's saying ass. Oh, and she's wearing an olive green jockstrap.
Which we know means army.
She's giving.
How did all the hair rub off in the one section? That looks like friction burns. It's all smooth perhaps right there. And then the rest is just a thatchet, a briar brush.
Yes.
I assume I could find berries in there.
I don't think you'd want to find berries in there. Listen, I don't know what's a scam. Do you know how old I am? I don't know.
You might be able to braid this. It's a lot.
He looks ready.
You think he's winking in that? Because it looks like a quarter got...
I feel like he's coughing right at the moment they took the photo.
You know your way around a lens. Yeah. When the people at the airport say, eyes or fingers, you say both. Yeah, wow.
Thank you for letting us know. I'm really sorry, listeners. I
that's really my
now
fault.
I'll never learn green sleeves.
What I would have done if I was a producer is I would have done that and then put as a note at the bottom, oh, that's a fake email. That's a scam.
You should
let people know.
You're note taken.
Take your note and move on.
Yeah, thank you.
Because how many people... Venmo'd this poor bastard.
Well, you didn't say their email address or anything.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, never mind. That's fine.
Mary Carnegie, which is very obviously a nod to Carnegie Hall. Like, it was so fake.
I didn't get any of that. Weren't we like, oh, that's such a pretty name? Like, we literally...
You're like, reach out to Mary if you want a piano. Warmth in my room,
damn. We're so stupid.
Girl.
Love we never it. Said we were smart.
You're gorgeous, though.
I never said I was a role model. From Wayne. Darlings, after listening to your pod this week, wanted to know the address of the studios. This Nancy Drew spotted the address in season 16, episode 3, Untucked. It's at 1 minute 53 when Megami is walking off stage. Stan, Australia.
Stan is the channel they play it on in Australia.
Cheers, Wayne X.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all really got the
Avenue.
They are going to have to Cinema. Change studios again.
Good.
You fucking freaks. Leave them alone.
No.
Leave them alone.
You know what? I'll take my foot off their neck when they start treating the girls better, because DragCon UK, oh baby, we're going to have a summit. A sister summit.
What happened?
Oh girl.
What? Like, it looked fun online.
They were so many girls got different levels of this is how good we'll treat you. Some girls got paid to go, paid for their flight, their room. Other girls who are on TV right now for Drag Race Canada, they had to fly themselves, no discounts on their booth. Like, you have to pay for your booth, pay for your pay for everything once you get
That's
there.
So cool.
And the event happens because of the girls going who are paying to go. Some of them didn't even break even from talking to them. Like, it was a tough year. And, like, World of Wonder isn't doing anything to help. So I feel like if they have one person who is a detractor, that will be me. And I will always sing it from the rooftops, because some of these girls don't want to burn the bridge like I did. And somebody needs to tell these people that it's shitty. How much do people pay to get into DragCon? Hundreds for a weekend pass.
Totally.
And then... to get internet, it's like $800 just to get internet so you can make sales and do transactions.
It's $800?
Yes. Or $300 or something. A trash can is like a cardboard trash can that's this high and this big.
$40 or $50?
Yep. It's the convention center doing it, but World of Wonder could kick in and help these people because they're making tons of money.
I have this piano that doesn't fit my house. Do you have room for it? All you have to do is pay for shipping.
From Freddie Fizzy.
Now, this is more about the studios. I don't know if you want to read this.
Hello, hello, Alaskatron, Wilhelmina, and Big Dip Dip. I was recently listening to the episode of Reese Chaser and was loving your convo in regards to studios where they film the modern seasons of Drag Race. I happen to live down the street right at the cusp of Sylmar and Pacoima. When they filmed season 15, my friend and I happened to be driving down the 210 freeway and we noticed Queens outside in the parking lot. Then we realized when watching the season, it was the episode with Charo and Love, Connie. What makes it all the better is that I tried paying a visit when they filmed All Stars 8. I go to the weed dispensary that's literally two buildings over. The gate was open and I went as I purposely parked near to scope out the situation. I got a bit daring and decided to try walking in, but unfortunately, I was stopped. I told them I was looking for the front office because I was interested in a job and learned that they were a film studio but was shut down real quick. Fast forward to DragCon 2023, and I went up to Nation, was telling her all about it, and she was genuinely surprised, LOL. She asked if I knew what hotel they stayed at so I could bring the next round of Queens some weed, but LOL. Unfortunately, I didn't know the hotel. Attached is a map for reference with some notes. There's a Taco Bell nearby. You think they're still feeding the Queens the same thing? LOL, JK. Once production begins on the new season, I will drive by and park on the side of the freeway and take some photos. I'll get back to y'all with a full report. Lastly, I'm reaching the end of my Red for Filth fragrance bottle, and I'm so sad, LOL. Oh, no. I need to place an order again soon. Tell PEG to make a storefront at their office and so I can save y'all on shipping. Sending lots of love, Freddy Fizzy.
This motherfucker knows everything.
Damn, he's got a Google Maps alert. Love, Carney go-kart area. Fizzy. Season 15 car photo shoot. RPDR stages. My weed shop. The 5 or the 215. Excuse me. You never have to hiccup after you burp.
It has happened to me many times.
Sometimes it happens the other end.
Do you think people who are Survivor, like, fans go to the Fiji and, like, find the island? They probably do.
Never seen an episode of that show. But they might.
Been on for 30 years. But
they saved a lot of lives.
Drag Race is getting there.
Honestly, 16 years. That's
this
crazy.
This is so comprehensive. Shout out to the Drag Race fans. I mean, the reason the show continues to be such a hit is because of, you know, lunatics like this.
And idiots like us.
Idiots and lunatics!
Okay, this is a special shout out and hello to our very special Diamond member, Barbie. We are so happy to have you as part of the Mom Plus family. And this is a message from Barbie. I think I know who this is.
Hi, Alaskan Willem. I recently joined your Diamond group. I met Alaskan San Francisco at his show. It was beautiful and Alaska was so sweet. I was able to enter early due to purchasing the ultimate VIP tickets. Mm-hmm. All entertainers should offer this level for tickets. I have never joined anything like this, and I never listen to podcasts. I'm 61 years young, and I do not have a knowledge regarding drag queens. I do not have a lot of knowledge regarding drag queens. I have mostly heard negative things. I saw Alaska on RuPaul's Drag Race. My daughter watches.
This is full of compliments.
It gets there. It gets there.
I saw Alaska on RuPaul's Drag Race. My daughter watches the show and introduced me. Alaska was so interesting and talented. I started watching her on interviews and realized how sweet and talented he is. I needed to see her to find out if Alaska was just the way I pictured her. I was so impressed when I met you, Alaska. So talented, and I love your music. Even the ones with the colorful words, like red, I guess.
Colorful.
I suffer from chronic pain every night, and some days I take my meds and watch Alaska. Her charm and talent makes me laugh for a little, and I forget about the... Hey. So thank you, Alaska. You will never know how much that means to me and how grateful I am. It also taught me that anyone who is ignorant enough to judge drag queens in a negative way maybe needs to look at themselves first and ask God to forgive them for such mean thoughts. Oh, so now she's talking to me. Have a wonderful new year to both of you. And thank you again, Alaska. Your mom should be so proud. Hugs, Barbie.
Thank you so much,
Barbie. Wait, so my mother should fucking... My mother should not be proud?
What do you mean?
Your mom should be proud, but not my mom.
She meant mom is here. Proud.
She literally read me. It said, it also taught me that anyone who's ignorant enough to judge drag queens in a negative way, she's talking to me.
She is. That is your job description.
Yeah,
that's on your resume.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for listening to Hot
Goss. I remember
Barbie.
I remember her. Thank you so much for the note. That's so lovely. And we were like, and she was so sweet and lovely. And we didn't know what song we were going to sing at this one point. And then she was like, my name's Barbie. And I was like, perfect. We're going to sing
Barbie
that
girl.
Song from the Barbie movie.
I'm Ken.
So she gave us the Billie Eilish song. And we sang it that night, and it was great. So thank you so much, Barbie. And thank you so much for listening to
Hot Goss. And remember, please take a moment to rate and review our show on your podcast app.
And to sign up for Mom Plus and Mom Plus Gold, visit mompodcasts.plus.
And if you're on Mom Plus Gold, you get to watch this episode in full flagrante. Otherwise, you're just getting a taste of the visual on the YouTube.
And shout out to all of our Mom Plus Gold subscribers who are listening to this episode ad-free behind the good pussy paywall.
There's no need to shout, dear. Follow us on Instagram at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, and at Mom Podcast.
Stay safe out there, everyone.
And we will be back next week with more season piping, scalding servings of
Hot Goss.
I thought it was seasoned. It's steaming.
Seasoning.
Seasoning. Would you like, well seasoned.
Would you like a steamed pudding?
M.
Oh.
M. Mom! To get access to our monthly video episodes and tons of bonus content, sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcasts.plus.
Hosted by Alaskan Willem.
And produced by Big Dipper.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Alaska, Big Dipper, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is by Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
Who, me?
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.